Hi, I'm Samantha, and I'm head boarder at CrayKid, and this is the iCrayKid podcast.
Hello, it's Martin Kane, and welcome to this episode of the iCrayKid podcast. This morning in whānau time, I was having a bit of a kōrero with my whānau, and noticed that the two Year 7s in my whānau are both boarders. So they told me what life was like at the beginning of the year for them, and I thought that was pretty important information to share with boarders who are entering the school. So with Open Day coming up, what a better time to get the Year 7 boarders together and have a chat about what life is like when you're boarding at CrayKid. All right, so I'm here with six of the Year 7 boarders for 2021 at CrayKid. And we decided we'd have a wee bit of a discussion about what boarding life is like at CrayKid and catch up with a wee bit from them. So, Alice, start us off. Whereabouts are you based and what brought you to CrayKid?
So, I live in the Mangatee area and I came to CrayKid because Mum wants us all to board, all of my four of us, because I've got three siblings, and basically for good schooling, because she came here as well.
Lovely. Evie, whereabouts are you based? What brought you here?
I'm from around Geraldine, and I came here because Geraldine's pretty far away, and Mum does the calves.
All right, Daisy, hello.
I'm from Timaru, actually, but I still board because I've got three sisters. One's 5 years old, and then I've got two twin sisters, and they're very noisy, and pretty much it's a bit loud with me home, so
I can probably relate to that too. Yes. All right, Maisie.
I'm from the Fairlie district, and I came to CrayKid for good education, and since our home is quite far away.
Good on you. Jessica.
Hi, I'm from Twizel, well, in between Twizel and Mariama, and I board because it's quite a long way away, and all my family is at boarding school too, so that's...
Good on you. Right, yeah. And Neve.
Hi, I'm from the Mackenzie district. I came to CrayKid for a good education. I have a few family members who came here.
Good on you. Rightio. So you are quite a small boarding group, I understand. Is that right?
Yeah.
How many of you are there in total?
Seven.
I've got six of you here. So no doubt you guys are forming some pretty close friendships and bonds with each other.
Yes.
Yeah, everything when we're in the boarding house is all just laughing, giggling, very loud.
A lot of fun.
Yeah. Having more relationships, bringing people out of their shells. And
awesome. Yeah. Lovely. All right, so you're all reasonably happy with the choice that you made or was made for you?
Definitely.
Yes.
You wouldn't have it any other way, eh?
Definitely not.
No. All right, and how's the relationship with the day girls going? I mean, are they sort of okay to work with?
Or? Yeah,
they're really
nice. Yeah, they're real nice.
So tell me about your average school day. So what happens in the morning? Does an alarm clock go off? Does a siren sound? What's the deal?
It's a wake-up call, and it's usually very loud.
The matron calls, "This is your first wake-up call, girls, at 7 p.m.
Or
AM. Good, okay.
And
so
there's another one at 7:15.
All right, and when do you actually have to get up?
We have to get up by, 7:15. The second wake-up call is 7:15.
Whereas some of us, known as me and Jess, decide to lay in bed until a bit longer.
Okay. Yeah. All right, so assuming you do get up in time, Evie, take me through what happens. You wake up, you get up.
Yeah, and then we have breakfast at 7:30.
In the dining room?
Yes.
Okay, yep.
And then some people have dining room duties.
Mm-hmm. What's that involved?
That's like cleaning the benches and like sweeping the floor. Mm-hmm. And then breakfast is finished, and then
by eight
you're ready for school, and then you just go to school.
Cool. Okay. So then the day continues, I suppose, like a day girl. You get lunch, obviously, that's provided as part of the boarding thing. Anything else different during the day for boarders?
At the start of the day, my favourite bit is you don't have to wake up so early because you don't have to go to school until maybe 5-10 minutes before school starts. And then...
Because there'll be quite a few day girls waking up before 7 o'clock, I imagine.
Yes, quite a few girls get on the bus pretty early, so
like 7:30,
all the way from Waimate especially.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's a good bonus to going boarding. School carries on, you have a nice lunch. Well, I assume it's nice. Is lunch usually nice in the dining room?
Yes.
It's been...
really good recently.
It's like been this lunch we had
chicken. It was amazing.
It was
so good.
So good.
Awesome. All right. And school finishes at 3:20. What happens then for you?
We normally exit our classrooms, go back into the boarding house. We have to go up to reception to sign in, mm-hmm. and then we normally like get changed, having to hang up our uniforms. And then,
we've always got to make sure our rooms are cleaned in the mornings and hang up our school uniform. And on Mondays and Wednesdays after school, we get to go to the mall around maybe 4:30. And then...
So as a Year 7 student, do you go with someone else?
We go with the Year 8s, whoever want to go.
Yes.
But we have to, one of the matrons either comes with us, or since we just got our gap students, sometimes they might come with us. And then otherwise, usually sometimes the gap students will take us outside to play games.
Or do craft activities.
Once we made flowers out of egg cartons. So.
And Mother's Day cards, and
Okay, so the room's tidy. Jessica, do you have your own rooms, or do you share and are all of you together in one room?
We've got like cubbies in a room. The Year 7s, the last term and this term, we've been sharing these two rooms that have four cubbies in them. The cubbies, it's just like a wall in between every room, like every cubby. We've got our bed and a desk, quite a big wardrobe. It's quite good.
Good, excellent. So so after you've done them all on a Monday or Wednesday or everything's over, what sort of happens after that? So I assume at some stage there's dinner?
Dinner's at 5:30.
All right.
And then if you've got sport during that time, you can always write your name down on a sheet of paper, which gets you a late dinner.
Or an early dinner.
Right. And then prep is at 6:30. We're at prep for an hour. Same with the Year 8s. We basically do our homework, or if we have no homework, we might read or go to library.
So where does prep take place for Year 7 and 8?
In the gym.
No, health class for Year 7, and then the library for Year 10s. Year 9s are in one of the back rooms, and Year 8s are in a little room as well.
Right.
So it's just us in a big classroom.
So can you help each other doing homework and things like that?
Yes, you can.
If the Year 8s are finished homework, they can always come in and they can always say if we need help, and they will help us.
Right. Yeah. Okay, and is Year 7s, do you get much in the way of homework?
No.
Not really, but sometimes if it's big, it takes up more time, so...
But you normally have to go into your free time.
Yeah.
It's not usually always like that. I mean, right at the start, when we first started, the one thing we got the most was definitely title pages.
Definitely.
It was one of our favourite things to do. I'm not a fan of drawing, so it wasn't the best for me, but I'd always spend time taking all up my free time and all up my prep time trying to just do the perfect illustrations and things.
So, Evie, if the prep time, which is an hour, is too short, you were mentioning about free time taken away, so do you just have to do extra homework somewhere else?
Yeah, you can just do it on your desk.
Or you can stay with the
year nines for an extra 15 minutes.
Gotcha, I see. All right. So, Daisy, tell me about the food in the dining house for dinner. What's the dinner usually involve?
The dinner would usually involve, like, it would usually involve hot food. Like, we don't get very much cold food. That's, for dessert, it'll be usually ice cream, but like that ice cream that you get from the supermarket in the little tin. And so the dinner would probably be something like pasta or pies or all that.
Gotcha. All right. So it's pretty good in the day of life. And in the weekends, what happens? How many of you stay in the weekends?
So especially Jess and Mary, who isn't here.
Yeah.
I do sometimes, but it's always the best when you have friends.
So you just tell us about staying in. So in a weekend, what sort of things happen in the weekend when you don't have sort of 7 hours of school to take your time?
On Saturday morning, we usually wake up call is usually at 8:30.
Wow.
And breakfast is usually at 9 o'clock, and we after breakfast we just get to do our stuff in our floor or in our room. And at around maybe 1 o'clock they sometimes take us swimming, or they take us into town pretty much every weekend to like the warehouse, McDonald's and down the road, just to see what we would like to do. And sometimes they take us to like Geraldine or to Omaru.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sounds like there's a bit of entertaining stuff there. So, you know, I think you're probably one of the smaller Year 7 groups we've had, because the Year 8s, how many are there in the Year 8 group?
13,
and you're 7.
Yeah.
And that is so amazingly cool. That's absolutely lovely. What advice, if you could say, I wish I had known this last year in preparation for Craighead, what pieces of advice, and I'll just go around individually, if there are any pieces of advice you would have for a new boarder coming in to Craighead for 2022? All right, so I'll start here, Niamh.
I would give advice for keeping your room in a way that the matrons will agree you will pass that clean.
Their particular clean standard. Awesome.
Clean standard.
Gotcha. Jessica, what piece of advice would you give to a incoming boarder?
Sometimes you need a little bit of food, because you're allowed to keep a little bit of snacks in your room, because the dining room closes. And there's sometimes food in reception, but if you don't like the food, it's good to have something in the fridge, because there's a fridge in the social area provided.
Good idea. Wonderful. Maisie, what would you give for a piece of advice?
I would give otherwise organisation, or learning how to like make your bed properly, like, because we've got to clean our sheets like every Monday or so, every second Monday. And organising like with a diary, so you know if you've got any after school activities to get to, or any sport.
Right. Daisy, anything?
Don't bring fairy lights. They don't allow them. You're not allowed them because for some reason it's a danger.
Okay.
And also, be aware that there's a heater right next to your bed, and someone last year, the pillow turned to ashes by the heater, so
good piece of advice, that
and
one.
And there's no microwave, there's only a jug,
yes,
a toaster
in a fridge. So don't bring something that can go in there.
Cool.
Really good. Evie, any bits of advice for next year's boarders?
You think it would be really scary, but it's actually not. You have a lot of fun.
Good. Alice?
You always make those last-longing friendships with those boarders, and especially my piece of advice is I know they've said this before, but keep your room tidy. Especially for me, I fell out of my bed and I got a concussion. If I had anything on the floor then, it could have been much worse.
So the other thing is being away from home, you don't sort of have parents to run to when things go a bit awry. What sort of systems do they have in the boarding house for you to sort of...
They have our little sister, big sister relationship. So we get paired with someone in the year 8 and year 13. So if we ever need help on our floor, we can go speak to our year 8 big sister.
Mm-hmm.
And if we just need help in general and we want to talk to an older person, we can always go and ask if we could see our big sister.
Especially if you want, especially since year 13s all have driver's license, they can always go out and buy you McDonald's after school.
But
with your year 8 big sister, it's just pulled out of a hat, really.
Yeah.
The names, and you never know who you're going to get, mm-hmm. but they're always there, especially if somebody's homesick.
Mm-hmm.
It's one thing that's the best person to talk to.
The year 8 sister.
Yeah, big sister. Mm-hmm. And then the school big sister is a bit different, because it's with the day girls as well, where we just get, so far we've been put into groups.
But you have a year 13 big sister in the boarding house.
Year 13 big sister in the boarding house, year 8 big sister in the boarding house. We're going to get a year 8 school big sister, and we've got a year 8 year 13 school big sister.
Gotcha.
So get two extra people to talk to.
Excellent. And are the matrons, can you talk to the matrons? Are they sort of reasonably approachable? And
yes. All the matrons are pretty nice.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Especially Miss Simpson.
Yeah. She's our year 7 and 8 matron. And so she takes us down to the prep room. And she basically just keeps an eye on us, make sure we don't run into trouble.
That's lovely.
And she's also like really good at keeping all of us in order, especially if it's cleaning up the social area.
And with like our mother.
Yeah.
And if we're doing something we shouldn't be, well then she's always there.
You can always go talk to her. She'll make time to talk.
All right. How many of you six do sports? So we've got 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, so if you've got sports outside of the school grounds, how do you go about getting there?
If it's swimming sports or athletics, we can catch the bus.
Yep.
If it's netball or hockey.
If it's like lessons, you go into a van that they drive.
Yep.
It's pretty much just like going back and forth. There's always a different matron in the van, so you're always in different cars. Yeah.
There's only one car that we get taken in, and there are two different matrons. Mrs. Eddy is before dinner, or just during dinner, and Mrs. Roxburgh is after dinner. So.
Oh well, and Evie, haven't heard much. What sort of things do you do in free time?
Well, you can sign out, and you can go down to the tramp. Or you can go anywhere in the school, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, like to the playground or shoot hoops.
Summer we got to go swimming in the school pool.
Yeah.
There was a matron free to take us, which was cool.
And a couple of lifeguards.
Yeah.
All right. And finally, you're looking forward to becoming sort of year 8 boarders next year?
Yes.
I'm very excited to see who my little sister will be.
Surprise.
So I can help them the same way my big sister helped me this year.
Good.
Yeah. Another piece of advice for your big sister and little sister, especially with my big sisters this year, they told me at the start of the year that don't be afraid to come and wake us in the night if you need something, or
if you're homesick
or having a major panic attack
So a really big thank you to Alice, Evie, Daisy, Maisie, Jessica, Neve and Mary in her absence, who are the Year 7 boarders at Craighead. It was an absolute delight to chat with you at lunchtime today, and thank you so much for the little pieces of information that are going to be so useful to those entering Craighead, particularly as Year 7 boarders next year. The podcast is still after sponsorship. We've got
lot of storage space required to host the podcast, so if you can give us a hand by donating a cup of coffee a month, then please do. Head to patreon.com/icrakehead. And we look forward to seeing you in the next episode.